5 to 8 now, is the programme that made it acceptable to talk about a soggy bottom on network TV. Tonight, the current series of Great British Bake Off reaches its final, so we sent our reporter Hugh Williams the challenge of making a cake for Ballater's own Mary Berry, Frances Johnson from Upper Deeside SWRI. Hugh took over her kitchen in her house. Here's how it went.
We've already greased and lined the baking tins. That's right. The oven is heating up. And we've got all the ingredients spread out. So will we go for it?
Yes, of course.
Will we start to make a cake?
Yes, yes.
All
try,
right,
try,
so
try.
I'm going to... I've got 8 ounces of butter here, so I'm going to cut it into slabs into the mixing bowl.
Good.
Okay. And we literally just chuck everything in at one time.
Yes, you do.
So 8 ounces of flour. And... same amount again, 8 ounces of caster sugar.
Yes.
And you've said to put a pinch of salt in, which isn't in Mary Berry's recipe.
No, I'm sorry, but I always believe in doing that with all my recipes.
And we've got to get some baking powder in as well, which we've got here. And again, she doesn't say vanilla essence, but,
no, but
you've said that we should use a little bit. Yeah?
I like a wee bit. Use this spoon. I like a wee bit of vanilla.
Okay, so we've got some vanilla essence here, and that will go in as well.
Yes.
And then 4 eggs.
That's it.
There's a bit of shell has gone in there.
You see, that's the reason for putting it into a cup. Because if you broke that into your bowl, that would go through your sponge, if you know what I mean.
And if you were judging and you found a piece of shell in you'd lose points.
That'd be a disaster. That would be a disaster.
I get the impression you're quite harsh.
Yes.
Here we go then. So this is what you call... Now I'm getting flour everywhere, but this is what you call the all-in-one method for making a sponge.
Absolutely, yes. I think that's how I like our recipes, because there's no fuss about them. It's just straightforward.
Am I trying to get air into the mixture, or what am I? What's the secret to this?
Oh, yes, Just to make sure it's all mixed in properly. I think you've got it, haven't you?
Will that do?
I think so, yes. I would say so.
Okay. Then the mixture gets divided between the two tins, and it's into the oven. Let's open the door. And you reckon on the middle shelf? And in pretty quickly, because we don't want to keep...
Wait a wee minute till we get them properly set. There we go. That's the shelf I usually bake them on.
Middle shelf.
Yes.
And you've got a fan oven.
It's not really middle. It's just a shelf below the middle, I would say.
So now, we're in the lap of the gods, aren't we?
Wait and see now. I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I'll put the kettle on. Well done. Good for you.
Over a cup of tea, Frances tells me what the perfect Victoria sponge is like.
Well risen. Nice colour. Good texture. Good taste.
Lights, all that kind of
light,
stuff?
Light, yes. Very, obviously very light.
So find out later in the programme if my cake ends up anything at all like that.
Yeah, we'll get Frances's verdict on Hugh's baking after 8:30.
But now let's get the travel from Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Hayley. With the 84 between Dún and Callander, police report there's about a foot of flood water in some parts.